This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Bank of America will pay $2.4 billion to shareholders as part of a settlement announced this morning. It's compensation for not telling them the whole story when B of A bought the brokerage Merrill Lynch back in 2008. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is here with me live. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Jeff.
So what did Bank of America do wrong here?
It kept its shareholders in the dark. When it bought Merrill Lynch, it didn't reveal to shareholders that Merrill Lynch might have, around $70 billion of losses due on its books. Mm. And obviously, those shareholders got really mad.
And it's fair to say, though, in B of A's defense a little bit, the government was really leaning on them at the time to acquire Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you take a time machine back to September 15th, 2008, when all this was happening, Bank of America was actually going to buy Lehman Brothers that weekend. And Lehman Brothers, as we know, went on to fail. So they were pressed by the government to buy Merrill Lynch because otherwise all those losses that Bank of America took would have gone to the government because Merrill Lynch would have been a ward of the state. So the government was really pushing for this deal to happen. And that's probably why Bank of America felt like it had some leeway not to say publicly how much in losses Merrill was sitting on.
So this was a big one. A lot of people were watching. But are there a lot of other cases like this out there? Angry shareholders who feel they were deceived during the financial crisis?
Yes, as many as stars in the sky. I mean, this is the legacy of the financial crisis. There, what we learned from it is that when really things are up against the wall, when the trouble comes, when the crisis is there, banks and people in power will mislead the public to save their hides. And that's what happened in this case. And obviously now the shareholders are getting some restitution, but nowhere near the kind of restitution that they should get for the money that they lost during this time, and especially for the trust that they lost in a bank that they thought would tell them the truth. And it wasn't just Bank of America. Obviously, a lot of other banks did similar things.
And very quickly, do you think the resolution of this case has any lessons? Will it be taken to heart by the financial industry?
It should, because I think it holds the seeds of why the financial industry lost its trust. If you have shareholders that own your company, you have to be straight with them. And let's hope that in the next financial crisis, banks remember that.
Heidi Moore in New York, thank you.
Thank you.